You had the privilege of watching one of the more exciting players of that era in Mays. What areas did he improve his game, his abilities and such?
He was a natural, and I think as he matured, he got better in all departments, but I couldn't say that he improved one any more than the other. If you pick one, it would probably be in power hitting because he grew a little bit, got stronger, and got a little experience and knew what pitchers were pitching to him. But he was so great, he could do everything, and he made the greatest catch I've ever seen in a regular season game. You know, we talk about the World Series in 1954. But Willie made a great catch in Pittsburgh in the 1951, his rookie season.
Mm-hmm.
And they were playing the Pirates, and Rocky Nelson was at bat. It was a situation where Willie was in center field. Rocky had a line drive to left center. Willie races over, catches the ball with his bare hand in the air, a vicious line drive. And he's coming in now, and he knows that his teammates are going to give him all the accolades and slap him on the back and tell him how great he is. But what he doesn't know as a rookie is that these old-timers are going to go silent and not react at all, and then they're going to say, let's see what the kid's going to do when we do this. So he comes in, and he looks over at the dugout, and they are stone cold. They're sitting there like statues, not saying a word, and Willie can't comprehend it. So he finally goes down to the end of the dugout and looks in and says to his manager, Leo DeRocha, and he's got a real high voice, Willie. He says, Leo, I just made a great catch. And DeRocha strokes his chin and looks up and says, Willie, I didn't see it. Go out and do it again next inning. Oh, he did it a lot of times, believe me.
You made a lot of great catches. Of course, the one that was publicized the most was that World Series catch in 54. But I remember one in Pittsburgh that you caught a line drive, a barehanded, off the bat, I think, of Rocky Nelson. As you couldn't get to the ball, you're running toward the left field. You remember that?
That's correct. Rocky Nelson was really a poor hitter at that time. And I was shading him around to right. And he hit a line drive to left center that I was running, and seemed like the ball just started rising. As it was started rising, I don't know why, I just stuck out my hand and just caught the ball in midair. Now, the only thing that I didn't like about it, when I got back to the dugout, nobody said a word to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nobody said nothing. And I said to myself, my God, I just made the best play of my life.
Yeah.
And then Leo started laughing, and that was, to me, that was the best part of the whole catch.
Yeah.
Catching the ball, going to the dugout, nobody saying nothing to me, and then all of a sudden everybody broke out. And that's the type of fun we had.
Oh, that.
Who was the best center fielder of them all in New York?
That was a great topic of conversation around the water cooler. Of course, the Giant fans thought Willie Mays was the greatest. The Yankee fans' vote went to Mickey Mantle, and the Dodger fans thought that nobody was any better than Duke Snider. And they were all three great outfielders, and no question about that. And my choice was Willie Mays, but I was with the Giants. I was prejudiced in that direction, and I think probably I would vote for Mantle except that he was hurt so much. And the wisdom, I think, generally in baseball was if Mickey Mantle had stayed healthy, he would have been probably the greatest player of all time because he ran with amazing speed. He was a great fielder. He could do everything in the field, and he hit with power from each side of the plate, and you can't do any better than that.
Willie had a couple of trademarks. Number one was the basket catch, catching mm-hmm. the ball, a fly ball, at the waist. Another one was the hat, always flying off when he took off after a ball.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard the rumor that he always wore a hat that was one size too small, so it would come off very quickly when he took off. Is that true?
Well, that's what everybody said, Bob. I don't know whether it's true or not, but I guess that's showmanship. But he was a great player. And the thing about Willie Mays, not only did he have great natural ability, he played with a verve and a spirit that very few other players could ever match. And you got the idea as you sat in the stands and watched Willie Mays perform that here's a kid that loved to play baseball. He was doing exactly what he wanted to do and doing it in the very best way possible. And say hey, you know, they called him because he was always saying say hey.
Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. That Giants kid is great. Yes, he covers center like he had jet shoes. The other batters get the Willie blues. Anything hit his way is out. Man, it just don't pay those guys to clout. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. That Giant Kid is great.